enjoying your Christmas present?
Would you whip out your nice big present for me?
Santa treats everybody right.
Want to know what to give the family this Christmas? Give them diarrhea.
You're going to get absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
That's what Christmas is about. Jesus Christ.
Christmas only comes once a year, baby.
Oh, yeah. Rocking fucking words.
I'm dreaming of some wine.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Yes, Tim Henson back here with you one more time before Christmas. Thank you so much for joining me. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Got a great show for you. I wondered if there were any Christmas-themed Craigslist ads, and once again, it did not disappoint me. I love when people try to... They're basically looking to get their dick sucked or to fuck or whatever, but they... They try to make it festive for the holidays. I appreciate that. For instance, here's a Craigslist ad. These all come from Chicago. My dick gets hard when kicked in the balls. I would love if a guy would come over and kick me a few times in the balls. I get rock hard when a guy makes contact with my balls. I know some of you would like that, putting a guy in his place through his nutsack. Hit me up if you're interested. It's Christmas. Come deck the balls. Someone's in the holiday spirit. Here's another one. I need some red cheeks for Xmas. 56. Ew. Over your lap. I could really use a little spanking for Christmas. It's been my wish for many years, and it's never happened. I get ties, shirts, socks, bottles of wine. What I really want is an adult female to take me over her lap and treat me like the naughty little boy I feel I've been this year. How about it? Will you be my secret Santa and give me that special present I never had? What is it with older guys wanting to, you know, be beaten? It's really weird. All right. Ho, ho, ho hard and fit Santa for a holiday cross-dresser or tranny. To all of the sweet cross-dressers or T-girls interested in some holiday fun, I'm willing and wanting to stuff your Christmas stocking with my goodies of my sleigh and would also love to have you sit on my lap and tell me what you want. Have you been naughty or nice? This Santa has the hots for cross-dressers and trannies. So please email me soon. There you go. If you're lonely this holiday season, check out Craigslist. All right. You know, real quick, before I get into any audio, I got to mention Corey has done an amazing job with the Distorted View 2012 calendar. Yes, he has put together quite an amazing thing here. If you want to purchase one, there's a link on the show notes today. Basically, what happened was Corey approached me and said, hey, you know, should we make a Distorted View or Butt Fudge Sunday calendar? Unfortunately, this all came about kind of late, right? So we didn't have a lot of I didn't have a lot of time to get it, you know, to respond to him because, you know me, it takes weeks and weeks to respond. But he went ahead and did this thing anyways. And it's pretty great. You can purchase it on Cafe Press. Each month has a collage of pictures, including some really cool, like 3D pictures of Adoram and Alexa K. Tyler. Check it out on the show notes and buy yours today. Mine has been ordered and is on its way, as a matter of fact. All right, I've got some great audio to share with you. I am fucking exhausted. I've been dealing with audio. I got some new audio equipment. And the other day I was working on video stuff, setting up my studio so I can actually do live video shows. And Sideshow Freaks got to see a little bit of that yesterday. So I'm exhausted. I'm so tired. But I do have some great audio. I'm going to plow on through because I'm a true professional. Quit your bitching, faggot. I'm sure I'll get that on the voicemail line. This guy is drunk at a 7-Eleven. It can only lead to disaster. There's just so much cheese there. You know what I mean? There's cheese and hot dogs and tornadoes or whatever those things are called. This guy's drunk. He's loaded up. He's created a massive chili dog for himself. And that's when he decides to get into a fight. He's stumbling through. There's chili and cheese overflowing. Like he's got like a bunch of paper towels, I think, to hold his chili dog because the cheese and the chili are spilling over, and he can't stand up straight.
This is embarrassing.
He's last cup.
It happens. I like how the drunk guy says this is embarrassing. At least he realizes it.
This is embarrassing.
I think he might be gay.
What happened to everybody?
Oh, God. Someone has pissed him off. Someone outside has pissed him off in the parking lot.
Hey, Hoto.
I'm sorry.
Hoto. Wait, hey, US Hotito. Goddamn, motherfucker, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up. Hey, shut the fuck up, then, motherfucker. I'll throw my fucking cheese.
Oh, God. He's...
Hey, guys.
He's getting ready to throw his cheese dog at someone, and then boom. He just got knocked the fuck out. Let's see that again.
Oh, knock your fucking ass out.
And he did.
Bye. She's everywhere!
Oh, my God! Oh, the humanity! There's cheese everywhere! It's not quite at the Hindenburg level, but it's pretty bad. I mean, there really is cheese everywhere.
Bye. She's everywhere!
What does that mean? Who's saying that? Is it the guy who got knocked out or someone behind the camera?
That was crazy.
What just happened?
He got knocked out.
And there's cheese everywhere!
Everywhere.
I think he's upset. I think it's the drunk guy who's saying that. He's very upset. Not for the actual hot dog, like losing the hot dog or the chili. He's really upset about the cheese, though. Oh. And he walks off, stumbling, of course. I think he's getting in his car. It's very dangerous. All right, there you go. Moving on, I've got a great clip here of a TV weatherman freaking the fuck out and walking off stage.
Hey, Ginger, thank you very much. We are live this morning at Union Station downtown. I'm with Richard Katz right now, and we'll get to your weather in just a second.
All right, so this guy is out on location interviewing someone, and then he's supposed to do the weather as well. So he does the interview, and then...
Well, perfect. Thank you so much for spending time with us. All right, we're going to talk a little weather right now, and we'll get you caught up to date. You know what? It's so interesting. I'm in the communications business, and it seems like there's so little communication. When you send a weatherman out to do the weather, but you're also sending him to do a story, you might want to give him a little extra time. But that's just me. Anyway, sorry we don't have time for weather, folks. I'm just doing what I'm told, and that was to do an interview. So I'll tell you what, we'll have somebody else handle weather. We'll send it back to you in the studio.
Oh. Wow. Oh. Did Henry DiCarlo just have a fit on live TV?
I don't think he's happy.
Yeah, he's not happy. Wow, maybe
we'll work on that.
Maybe we'll give him a little cheese to go with that wine out there. I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding.
Don't get him more angry. Jeez.
I almost have to side with the weatherman here because, look, I'm sure he didn't want to go out there and interview some jackass, you know. He just wants to stay in the studio where it's nice and warm and, you know, do his little weather shit. Look at the weather maps and temperatures and barometers and stuff, whatever weathermen look at, and then he couldn't even do the weather because his stupid interview went too long. I've got another news clip here. This is to me, there's a lot going on to comment on because the news reporter here is so unprofessional.
A Detroit resident, sick of watching people destroy her neighborhood, takes action. She records a man dumping tires. Watch what happens when problem solver Charlie LaDuff tries to confront the...
Charlie LaDuff is the one I have an issue with.
Right.
You a sorry ass
I like her.
I'm cleaning this up. We gotta live over here.
This Eastside neighborhood is down on its luck as it is. And then a citizen, sick to death of being dumped on, catches this creep tossing tires at the end of a block where children live. That citizen gave me the videotape and the plate number. And I tracked him here, 2 miles away. I came to tell him to go back and pick up his crap.
This guy does not sound professional at all. I told this guy to come out here and get his crap, right? I've never heard a news reporter file a story like this before.
Dumb.
God, pick your junk up, you jackass.
But those Rottweilers look plenty big.
Plenty big.
So I went to get some backup.
That'd be best.
He went to the cops.
Pick him up.
That would be the right thing to do.
That would be the right thing to do.
Back to the house we went. The cops were willing to give the owner of the van, Willie Williams, a break. Just pick up the tires, and the cops wouldn't tow his van. Willie!
Willie!
They're taking your truck. You can save it. The blinds moved, but nobody would answer the door. So the cops took his truck.
He sees us out here. He know where his van is going. He see the tow trucks, he might come out.
And he's a good guy. He's a good guy. No, ain't nothing wrong with the guy.
Maybe so. But try telling that to the woman who lives next to the garbage pile.
Oh, I like her.
Willie, get those damn tires out of my neighborhood!
It was a real bad day for Willie. Not only did the cops take his van, they took his car because the tags were expired. He'll also be fined for dumping the tires, and the city will charge him for picking them up. A very expensive...
He's waving to the tow truck goodbye. This
day indeed. Well, another problem solver. Willie, the cops tell me if you want that van back, you gotta call them. And remember all you other Willies out there. I got my eyes on you. In Detroit, Charlie Duff, Fox 2 News.
What the hell is with that guy?
Drunken Negro face cookies.
He's almost as good as that news reporter. Finally, before we get into the news, I've got a fat man update for you. Take a listen.
Hi, folks. I just want to say... right now, you can now play a new game called Catch Fat Man's Shit Stained Underwear.
Yes, there's a new web game out there called Fat Man's Shit Stained Underwear. And I posted a link on, maybe this was Facebook I posted. I can't remember anymore what I post on Facebook and what I posted distortedview.com. But basically, it's like a Flash game. I actually think it's HTML5. And in it, you have to catch the fat man's shitty underwear. The shitty underwear falls from the sky, and you move using your arrow keys, and you have to catch the... I don't know why you would want to catch fat man's shit-stained underwear, but that's the point of the game. I only got up to, like, 30 before I fucked up. But honestly, I really wasn't concentrating that hard. But, yeah, you can play it. I'll put a link on the show notes today.
And then you have to... use the left and right arrow key to move the shit pail to catch the fallen underwear so it can be washed. That's the whole game. Have fun.
Oh, I see.
Look, plays, and info about...
You catch it with your laundry basket so you can wash his shitty, shit-stained underwear.
This video. Bye, Neil. Awesome.
All right. Now, I love it because every fourth video on this YouTube stream is pretty much Fat Man is now retired for real. And then there will be some more videos, and then it'll say Fat Man is now retired for real. And then there's some more. And I guess this the Fat Man game, this one was just posted.
Folks!
It's posted 14 hours ago.
Folks, right now, for your enjoyment...
This is another video.
I am going to eat a macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, he's going to eat a vat of macaroni and cheese.
That's
okay.
Right, folks. I am going to eat this vat of macaroni and cheese.
It's not a vat. It's a pan. It's a pan of macaroni and cheese. What I find really interesting is that even though this dude calls himself the Fat Man, he's nowhere near as large as Fat Boy Get Down. Fat Boy Get Down is like 700 pounds. And he's always having heart attacks and stuff. But he moves way more than Chris does. You know, Fat Boy Get Down does, you know, crazy videos where he's, like, dancing and, you know, shaking his multiple asses and stuff like that. And he, you know, he weighs 700 pounds. Meanwhile, Chris can barely move. He shits in the jacuzzi. And all of his videos just are him sitting down and eating large amounts of food. So, I don't know. Maybe Chris is still gaining. I don't know. He hasn't reached Fat Boy Get Down levels yet, but we'll keep an eye on him. All right. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, nothing would make me more happier than if you would sign up for the Sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It makes a great Christmas gift for me. I'd really love it. Every week, and plus, you know, you get something out of it. Every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs. I try to do video casts for you. Did one yesterday, kind of, as I was testing out my new equipment and how the studio is all set up and everything. So sign up right now if you want to check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Quick reminder about what's going to be happening here. I'm obviously going home for the holidays, which means on Monday, unfortunately, there is not going to be a show, but I will be back on Tuesday for a little Sextastic Tuesday action. So enjoy the holidays, guys, and, you know, spend it with your fucking family. You don't need to listen to Distorted View every day. show will corrupt you. Take a break. All right. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. This first one has got to be one of my favorite headlines from all of 2011. Oniony pig farts legal, court rules. Now, the fact that a court had to make a ruling about pig farts is just hilarious to me. A court in the northern German town of Osnabrück has ruled that a farmer is allowed to feed his pigs vast quantities of raw onions, despite complaints from neighbors about their eye-watering gaseous emissions. The farmer has been feeding his 1,500 pigs several cubic meters of onions every week for the past 14 years, but city authorities ordered him to stop and threatened to fine him £2,500 after locals complained of the resulting farts. The council justified its decision on the grounds that planning permission for the pigsty forbade strong-smelling foods. But the court overturned the decision, saying that the city council had imposed the penalty on the assumption that the onions were to blame for the stink without providing sufficient evidence. According to the court's statement, the court called in an expert witness on emissions control who testified that onions did not count as strong-smelling foods because they are untreated organic raw materials that have not decomposed. There was no indication, however, that the expert lived near the farm. Smell it for himself. But the legal procedure has not been exhausted on this noxious case. Onions could still be banned as pig food if the council proves they are responsible for the distinctive farts. The farmer has not been named to protect his identity, but he is reportedly easy to find in a favorable wind. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Oh boy. A Vancouver area man who tried to circumcise his 4-year-old son on the kitchen floor after a religious awakening could face more than a decade in jail after being convicted of aggravated assault. The father, referred to as DJW in court documents to protect the identity of his son, performed the botched operation on April 2nd, 2007. So that religious awakening didn't really do much for you. It didn't give you any magical abilities because you still fucked up that fucking circumcision. And now this poor kid's, you know, mushroom head looks like it was chewed up by a deer or something. I don't know. Who eats mushrooms? What animals eat mushrooms? I don't know. It nibbled on it a bit. All right, where are we at here? Oh, yeah, he apparently researched the procedure on the internet. Just shut this whole fucking thing down, right? The internet is just causing more problems than it's worth at this point. He had circumcised himself just a few years earlier and required stitches as well as treatment for an infected penis. See? Red flag. You know, not even a red flag. It happened to you. You already saw what happened when you try to circumcise people. You fuck it up. You fucked up yourself. You got an infected penis. Why would you try it again? DJW was convicted in 2009 of criminal negligence causing bodily harm and sentenced to 12 months in prison. But really? 12 months in prison? Was that for... Oh, that's for the kid, too. So he was convicted of... I thought this was... they were still talking about, when he circumcised himself. Could be sent to jail for that. Yes, a trio of appeal court judges ruled that the would-be moil should be convicted on the more severe charge of aggravated assault, which carries a maximum sentence of 14 years in jail as well as assault with a weapon, a scalpel or scissors or something. I don't know. Whatever he used. According to court documents, the father changed his worldview after the birth of his son and began to adhere to the laws of the Old Testament. He describes his religion as of the Abrahamic faith, similar to Judaism in some ways, but not all. He picked the parts he liked and threw others away. All right, he gave the little boy a teacup full of homemade honey wine, then laid him down on the top of a towel and some garbage bags and made two slices in the foreskin using a wooden cutting board for support. To stop the bleeding, he applied something called Wonder Dust. That sounds like a drug, doesn't it? Like a slang term for cocaine or something. I need some Wonder Dust. Come on, let's get this party started. A powder used to treat the wounds of racehorses. It's good enough for racehorses. It's good enough for my, fucking 4-month-old son or 4-year-old son or whatever. How old was this kid? Yeah, four years old. The boy's mother was at home at the time of the circumcision, but she suffers from a serious brain injury sustained during a car crash. She testified that she knew about the circumcision, but was unable to inspect her son after the procedure because she could not stand the sight of blood. The next night, while the little boy laid in pain at home, the father traveled to Abbotsford or something for a traditional Passover celebration. They killed a lamb, ate it, and then burned the remains while they drank wine. A few days later, a social worker arrived at the family home with police in tow after receiving a tip about the circumcision. The pediatricians who examined the little boy found his penis coated with what appeared to be a hardened ash, which would not wash off and had to be removed with scissors. An experienced doctor completed the circumcision, and the boy and his older sister were removed from the family home and sent to live with their grandparents. The boy has since fully recovered from the circumcision. So there you go, a bit of good news. I wanted to keep the show light and airy, you know, because Christmas is around the corner. A happy time. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida is the most fucked up state.
It certainly is. A West Florida community is spending $3,800 in tax money to entice naked Germans to spend their summer vacation there. So you got a bunch of old Jews, and now you want Germans. That's a recipe for disaster. The advertising grant was awarded Tuesday by the Pasco County Commission to Panda Bear, or something like that, a local nudist organization representing 16 resorts, campgrounds, and clubs located in the largely rural County north of Tampa. The ads to be placed in European publications will promote the county's long-standing reputation as the nudist capital of America. The idea is to create a Eurobird season in July and August, which are our worst 2 months of the year, said Eric Keaton, public communications manager for the Pasco County Tourist Development Agency. Keaton said nudism contributes to the county's economy, but that he had no figures to quantify its impact. We haven't done a study on that. The first target market for the ad campaign will be Germany, which, according to Panda Bear's application, is a large and lucrative market whose millions of nudists are among the world's most prolific travelers. The group also anticipates a campaign aimed at British nudists. Keaton said the advertisements, set to launch in 2012, remain in the conceptual stages. They are very clean and somewhat funny, so be on the lookout for those over there in Germany, I guess. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I should mention, if you're listening and the show sounds different, it's for a variety of reasons. And I talked about this a little bit on the sideshow program. Always trying to improve. I'm never happy with just, you know, the status quo. So I upgraded my microphone, right? That's one thing. And it's a very high quality microphone. Right. And then I also got a what they call a compressor and a preamp. And what this does is it balances out all of my audio. So if I'm screaming or if I'm quiet, it'll all be pretty even. So the problem is, and I talked about this yesterday, these fucking things are expensive as shit, and I don't have a lot of money. So I found one that was relatively inexpensive, right? $250 fucking dollars, you know. When you're talking about audio equipment, that's very cheap. But for me, that's very expensive, regardless. The problem, because it is inexpensive, it's a very nice unit. But it only accepts one input. So it's for me, for my microphone. I thought that's all I was going to need. But, you know, Tim Henson is a retard, and I wasn't thinking. You know what bothers me more than anything is the fact that every single audio clip I play is at different audio levels. And this is you know what a perfect example is? The fucking voicemail line, where the voices are always different. So now I'm thinking I need another one of these units. So if anyone, you know, has some extra money this holiday season and wants to buy Timmy Boo a Christmas present, the product is called the Joe Meek, J-O-E-M. Oh, shit. I just fucked that up. Touching the dials now. Joe Meek, J-O-E-M-E-E-K. It's called the 3Q is the name of the product. And, you know, I'd appreciate that. Just send that right to my voice or my P.O. box, and then I can start using it. The other thing is I use GarageBand, right? And this was driving me fucking crazy, especially on yesterday's show. I was testing stuff out in GarageBand using my microphone, and I found the perfect settings. It sounded so good. And the second I saved the show and exported it, you know, and produced the final mixdown, it sounded just like every other fucking episode. And I'm not good at setting the EQs, so I don't know if this sound. If you guys let me know how this sounds, basically, is what I would like you to know, or like you to tell me. There's so many things to change. Low frequencies and mids and highs. And then I've got mixer settings, too. It's too much. I'm just an idiot trying to talk about cum farts. All right, let's do a couple voicemails here now.
Timmy Boo, it's Rose Cullen. I was just calling to tell you I tried that whole squatting while taking a shit thing.
How'd that work for
man,
you?
Man, we've been doing it wrong all these years.
Really?
I feel 20 pounds lighter. Crazy. Give it a try.
No, next time I take a shit, I'm going to try that.
Hey, Tim, this is Chad.
I smell a video cast, and it reeks.
Hey, Tim, this is Chad Show Freak Jesus, and
hi,
I
Jesus.
Got a tattoo. Not what you think, though. Actually, it's do not resuscitate.
Oh.
But, I just wanted to
classy.
Begrief you with while you're reading that one Sarcastic Tuesday about where they, cut off people's dicks and school or something.
Yeah.
I was eating cordon bleu when you read that. So
oh.
Way to ruin that for me.
Oh, Arby's used to have a good cordon bleu sandwich.
Oh, hey, Jim. This is Popeye Doyle's Sideshow member.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to leave a message reminding everyone that a very special day is almost upon us.
Oh, what's that?
That is the death day of our favorite unborn fetus, Lil Marky, who was killed. I think it was December 27th, according to his
oh, story. Wow.
So let's all gather around and celebrate a little fetus.
I think I'll be back doing more shows at that point, right? The 27th? I'll have to celebrate properly. Get a little fetus cake or something. With
hey,
no candles
Tim.
On it. Yes, caller. What was that? I don't know. I think someone's puking in the background there.
Hey, Tim. Brent Brett here.
Hi, Brent
Brett. Very, very disturbing story to tell you. I went to go visit my parents for Christmas season. I'm working Christmas, so I just wanted to go visit them this past weekend. And my sister's there, her boyfriend's here, and we're just going to start talking about stuff. My mom has had two glasses of wine, and
uh-oh.
She told this very disturbing story that I never, never knew. Apparently, my parents, being hippie-like people, decided when I was born, being firstborn, mm-hmm. For some god-awful hippie reason, decided to keep the umbilical cord part of it or whatever.
And do
and they
what?
Put it up on top of their china closet on, something. Just some hippie-ass tradition. I don't know.
Can you show me a picture of that, please?
Cat ate it.
Oh, my God, the cat ate it?
That's about it. I needed a drink after hearing that one.
That is kind of funny.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Chantal calling.
Hi, Chantal!
From New Mexico. And I literally, just now, just this moment, realized that song, Ass to Mouth, wasn't saying ask around. I literally
oh,
thought
really?
That's what it's been saying the whole
time. Oh, my
like,
God.
Anytime
like, why is Tim playing this on the show?
I feel like...
He must just like that song, ask around.
Hey, Tim. It's the Wonder Liquor. I was smoking a bowl, and I came up with a pretty interesting and rather intriguing idea. What if instead of doing a Sextastic Tuesday on every single Tuesday, we switch it up a little bit? Like, you know, maybe once or twice a month we do Sextastic, and then the other parts of the month we can do read, you know, ads from Craigslist or some really kinky fetish shit from some website. And just the weirder the better.
Hmm.
Like have one day.
That might be a possibility. Some people like the stories. They count on these erotic stories. Other people, I'm sure, would love to hear it switched up a bit.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Fatty Cakes.
Hi, Fatty Cakes.
I'm about 15 minutes away of running out the door to go wipe the asses of old people. So I figured I'd call in and just, catch up. I don't know.
Okay. How are you?
Anyway, so turns out old people are fucking horny. It's weird. At least a couple of them.
What do they do to you?
I am not immune to people slapping my ass. It's actually kind of amusing.
Well,
other than that,
you have to think these guys were adults in a time when it was acceptable to slap the ass. It was a compliment to get your ass slapped like that. And you are doing a good job. All right, is that all the voicemails I have? Yeah. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's no God.
She's everywhere.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Guys, have a very happy and safe Crimbus. Whatever it's called. I will be back on Tuesday to start a new week of programs. Until then, happy holidays, everybody!
On the first day of TV, Jimmy's been for me. A dirty crack or dying of HIV.
You mean the raw virus?
On the second day of TV, Jimmy's been for me. Two sloppy comforts and a dirty crack on TV. On the third day of Vincent played for me. Three explosive shits, two sloppy comforts, and a dirty cracker.
I found out I was HIV positive because I took a damn AIDS test. Spur of the moment bullshit.
On the fourth day of DV, Jim Henson played for me. Four
dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits, two sloppy comforts, and a dirty cracker during HIV.
That's how it goes.
On the fifth day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Five gorging showers.
Yeah.
Four
dick and nuts.
Three two in the dirty cracker dying of HIV. On the sixth day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Six recalculus, you turned five gorging showers. Four
dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits, two sloppy comforts, and a dirty cracker during a VJV.
That's how it goes.
On the seventh day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Seven gainers gaining six recalculus U-tards, five golden shoes, four
dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits, two sloppy comforts, and a dirty cracker during a VJV.
AIDS, I was talking about AIDS. More creamy shit.
Eight pussies creaming, seven gainers gaining, six calculus U-tards, five golden showers, four
sweet rectum,
three explosion shits, two sloppy comforts.
It's just a fun thing.
On the ninth day of TV, Jim Henson,
fuck yeah.
Nine baiters baiting,
penis.
Eight pussies screaming, seven gainers gaining, six. Calculus, you
talk. What the
fuck?
What the fuck?
Four
dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two happy comforts. And a dirty crack or ding of VJV.
I had to cut my own life up.
And the team DFD VJV didn't give to me. Ten drinks of puke. Nine beaters beating. Eight pussies screaming. Oh. Seven gainers gaining. Six recalculus, you touch. Five. Four
dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two sloppy comforts. Dirty crackle. Do you think
you be the glamour, the glitter?
On the 11th day of TV, 11 sniff freaks, sniff freaks. 10 drums of milk and 9 painters painting.
Yeah.
Was this cream and 7 gamers gaming? Yeah. Who calculus you touch?
Here's the fish pillow.
Dick and nuts!
Three explosive shits!
How many people am I infecting?
On the 12th day of TV, Jim Henson played for me! 12 fists of fist, 11 sniff freaks, sniffing, 10 drums of puke, 9 beaters,
beaters,
beaters, beaters, beaters, beaters, beaters, beaters,
beaters, beaters, beaters,
beaters, beaters, four
dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Sloppy comforts. Dirty crackle dying of HIV.
AIDS, I was talking about AIDS.
Dirty crackle dying of HIV.
That's how it goes.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Christmas and a Happy New Year. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And a Happy New Year. And a Happy New Year.
Oh, I wish we knew how to make love with that. I do too. And did you notice they kept saying Christmas is here? I can't see it anyplace. And besides, when is the Christmas anyway? Do you know, CD2?
Have yourself a Gooner Beta Christmas. Let your cock stay thick.
Fat fucking Bader Dong, man.
Don't you dare jizz from that big old penis wink.
We're gonna have to shoot some sperm out of Dong, man.
Have yourself a Gooner Beta Christmas. May you edge a little more.
Yeah, I got a big fucking penis.
From now on, your flesh balls will be blue and sore. Ooh, yeah.
My big fucking penis.
Here we are. Hand on dick.
Penis.
Jacking that fleshy prick once more.
Dog worship that.
Penis stiffens, I'm gonna blow cum snot. And jizz a lot once more.
You better be fucking jacking your dick, man. Beating on your cock. Come on. Come on, man. Beat your dick. Jack that fucker off while I'm jacking mine off, man. Yeah. Yeah, fucking nasty dudes.
Truck nuts hanging by an open fire. Certifying we're white. So veiny as they sag, like worn out punching bags, looking all red like a diaper rash. Truck nuts hanging by an open fire, feeling like the smoothest leather. It's obvious to me that Grandma can't stop staring at those testes tonight.
Fuck.